Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you will get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've turned over 750 artists into artpreneurs. I'm an artist, marketing expert, coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, chronic illness warrior, and your new art business bestie. When I retired from corporate to live my dream life as an artist, there was no example for me to follow. But as I started to grow a six-figure art business, I was able to map out a complete step-by-step blueprint for successfully creating and marketing online art businesses. If I can learn how to be an artist in my 30s, I can teach you how to run a business now. As the how-to girl, I'll give you the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you feel like the badass artist that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing. Today, I'm going to share three must-haves so you can become an empowered artist and make a full-time living selling your art. I'm going to share how my path to success was not a straight shot. It was actually a painful journey that got pretty dark at one point. And I'm going to tell you about that, so hopefully you can avoid as much pain as possible and soak up all the joy and the freedom that full-time artist life is all about. The number one thing to being an empowered artist is to get crystal clear on your why. Here is how it happened for me. I never went to art school, and I never even painted as a kid. I was actually well into my corporate career when the universe decided to reveal my true passion. On a date with my now ex, Corey, one night, he suggested that we stay in and paint. So I sat there at his dining table for hours upon hours painting this ugly, globby mess. I was trying to copy an acrylic chevron painting that I saw on Pinterest. My technique, and I'm using air quotes if you're not watching this on YouTube, my technique was globs and globs of oil paint over a 3-hour sitting without stopping. If you are an oil painter, you know how ridiculous that this technique would turn out. It was god awful. So Corey finished early and was like, "Jenna, are you coming to bed?" And I couldn't leave the canvas. It was pure joy. Painting was 100% meditative for me. For the first time, I could remember being able to slip into a trance-like state and slip away from the pain of my migraines and get into bliss. It was the moment I fell in love with painting. Spoiler alert, I did not fall in love with Corey. We broke up. But he came into my life for a reason, all right. I'll forever be grateful to Corey. He showed me how to begin. His observing of my shit-eating grin on my face at his dining table that night, just his witnessing of that bliss state that I was in, was a profound mirror for me. After the breakup, I practiced painting on my own. I took some drawing classes. My life purpose became more clear by the day. Not only was I tired of working for the man, slaving away to climb the corporate ladder, and spending my evenings and weekends building someone else's dream instead of my own, I was also suffering from crippling chronic migraines. Since my corporate job offered zero flexibility, I was never able to prioritize my health first. Ultimately, I wanted to set my own schedule, be my own boss, and get paid to do something I was truly passionate about. I know exactly why creating art and a business from it means more to me than anything else. So for the sake of brevity, my why boils down to freedom. It's really important that you get to know your why. What does creating art mean to you? Why, deep in your core, do you want to make a living as an artist? Knowing your why is pivotal because, number one, it will shape everything you do as an artist. Oprah Winfrey says, "A lot of people are being driven by what they think they should do, what other people say they should do, what they have carried in their mind for a long time about what they should do. But the most important question you can ever ask yourself is, what do I really want?" Once you can establish that for yourself, what the answer to that is, and have everything you do, every choice you make, move in that direction of what you say your vision is. And when you do that, the forces of life rise up to meet you. The reason why most people have chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their heads. And once you get clear, it clears up. My God, Oprah. I mean, rewind that. That's profound. Knowing your why is pivotal, number two, because it will drive your business to succeed long term. And it won't fizzle out at the first obstacle in your path. Number three, your why will live in your artist statement and be the ultimate reason your art collectors will buy your work. It is the core of your marketing message. Second must-have to become an empowered artist is you must empower yourself to embark upon this journey that will change your life. There is no fairy coming around to wave a wand and say, "You're a real artist now, you may begin." You have to anoint yourself as a professional artist. A professional artist that deserves to be paid for your work if you haven't sold your first piece of art yet. Believing that you are a badass right now is essential. Your passions are worth it if you believe that they are. If you're passionate about what you do, your clients are gonna feel that energy. But if you half-ass it, guess what they feel? Not a damn thing. Your clients can feel the energy you feel when you talk about your work, when you post it online. That energy is important. And your daily habits are shaped about the thoughts that you believe if you are an empowered artist. You do not need external validation. Your worth is not tied to external factors or vanity metrics like your social media follower count or getting a gallery show, approval from parents, friends, or anyone else in your life. Your art is valuable if you believe it is valuable. If your sales aren't where you want them to be yet, you can change that. Learning to market your art is a skill that is very learnable. It's a skill that you will build like a muscle. What helped me was I believed in the universe and I believed in myself. So I believed as long as I took action that things were going to work out. The third thing to becoming an empowered artist is that you have to have an unshakable artpreneur mindset. In the beginning, my art business was not gaining the traction I needed it to pay the bills. I remember one morning sitting on my kitchen floor, petting my dogs, sipping coffee. Usually this is such a moment of peace for me to sit on the floor and pet Gus and Lola. But on the inside, my heart and my mind were in total disarray. I was looking around at this beautiful home I had purchased. It was my first home. I loved it. I painted every wall, curated every piece of furniture, decorated it just like an artist would. I loved it. And I was wondering how I was going to pay for it and keep the lights on, because I hadn't just taken a toe dip into the art business. I had taken the full plunge. My art business was my entire income. Not to mention, I have daily chronic migraines. So everything in this moment just felt impossible. My heart was racing and I didn't want to panic because I knew it was going to trigger yet another migraine. So I had a choice to make. Go back to corporate and have a paycheck that was predictable, but I was miserable. Or keep chasing my dream, even though the path was difficult and very murky and unclear. My purpose was already very clear to me. I knew my art business was my calling. It's my why. I was faced with the choice of how. How was I going to navigate these mysterious, murky waters when I was already failing? Let me tell you something. There is nothing like necessity to drive you to succeed. I needed this to work. So mentally, I became an unstoppable badass. Mentally, I was the queen of my own universe. I put that crown on every morning. The difference was, I made an unwavering commitment to follow my dream. My determination became greater than any fear. I decided that any challenge in front of me was figure outable. And I was going to tackle everything one step at a time. Because when you own your own business, you're not doing it for a day or a week. You're doing your life's work. And thank God I was building my mental strength because I needed it for the ups and downs that were to come. And honestly, when I look back, the artpreneur mindset is the number one key to my success. And it's the only thing that helps me when my health knocks me off course and I have to learn to get back up. I still have business fears. I still face challenges, but my mindset keeps my eye on my vision and my purpose. I've become obsessed with helping other artists develop an unshakable artpreneur mindset. Having an unshakable artpreneur mindset is the number one key to living life as a full-time artist and having the life you've always dreamed of. And getting it is only available through the Artpreneur Challenge. I usually charge about $800 for the Artpreneur Challenge, but right now it's available on my website for free until May 31st. To start the challenge today, go to jennawebart.com/artpreneurchallenge or click the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening in. You can find a direct link for everything in today's show notes. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with another artist or share it on social media right now and tag me at Jenna Webb Art so I can personally thank you for helping getting the message out. When you follow the show and leave a 5-star review, it means the world to me because it helps other artists discover the show, a message they really need to hear right now. If you've already taken the 5 seconds to leave a review, thank you. You may have changed someone's entire path. Let's empower artists everywhere to live a life they absolutely love. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you. I am cheering you on every step of the way. I'll catch you right here next week.